The clock is ticking as we get closer to what we're going to see in the discussion of tariffs with President Trump. This is the American Ag Network. I'm Susan Littlefield with this market update. As Mark Gold joins us today, he is with Top Third and StoneX. And we all know the markets, the eyes will all be upon the 3 o'clock hour as the president talks tariffs.
Yeah, the president will be in the Rose Garden and there should be a pretty big splash. And, you know, the rumor I'm hearing, whether who knows if it's true, is that the president intends to put a 10% tariff on 15 countries, far less than what's been talked about. Now, they've been talking about 20 to 25% on a much bigger number of countries. So it seems like it's been tempered down a little bit out here. But, you know, who knows if it's true. We'll have to see what the president comes up with.
Do you see the markets in the overnight trade kind of really getting a reaction to what he has to say?
Well, you know, the markets are a little bit lower after yesterday's higher day in the beans. The beans are down 6 cents, kind of leading the downside here. But the bean oil up again sharply, up another 85 ticks after yesterday's 2.5 cent rally. We're up against a big trend line at 48.55 on the May oil. We close over that today, you know, it certainly looks like it'll be higher, but, you know, the market's a little skittish with these tariffs. They got the corn down 3.25 right now, wheat down 3/4, and beans down 6 cents. So we'll have to see what they come out with. But the problem with the oil being so strong, and certainly if we're going to reach some of these mandates in this new agreement that, you know, the president put together a deal with the American Petroleum Institute and these biodiesel groups. And it looks like they're going to try to increase biodiesel by 3.55 billion gallons, taking it up to 5.5 to 5.7 billion gallons. That's a big number, and that's great. It means, you know, we'll be crushing a lot of beans. The question is, what do we do with the meal? We haven't been able to find a real good buyer for it. Or the Filipinos took 135,000 metric tons today. You know, it's a drop in the bucket to what, you know, the crush is going to generate. So, you know, we've got to be a little bit concerned about that. But overall, it's obviously pretty good for the bean oil. And hopefully that'll, you know, carry over into the beans as well. But we have to wait and see what the tariffs are tonight.
Do you see any marked concerns? As I know there was some chatter earlier this morning about the potential for severe weather and heavy rains to hit parts of the Midwest and even parts of the East where the planters are ready to get rolling.
Well, this is certainly the time of year. We've turned the corner into April now. The storm came from, you know, Texas up through Wisconsin and is moving east. We got hit this morning and this afternoon. There's some good rains, but, you know, nothing heavy, none of the big winds that they were talking about. But it is moving east, and they're talking about, you know, some severe weather east. You know, a lot of times I think some of these media weather people are paid to hype up some of this stuff. But certainly they're going to get some rains, you know, all the way from, you know, let's say Alabama all the way up through into New York. And they're going to be significant rains. But, you know, it's April showers bring May flowers. So, you know, I don't think it's a big deal. But, you know, we'll have to see how the market takes it.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks so much. Mark Gold joining us today with Top Third and StoneX, giving us a breakdown to what we see in this market trade. You're listening to the American Ag Network.